prayer under war, the previous one, Mahabharat. Yeah, fate. And how, if fate would determine everything, if everything is destined by fate, then action would have no meaning. I mean, it's a very wise conclusion, right? But also, not much has a meaning at all. So yes, my desires right now, what I choose to do next moment and so on, at every moment, will give corresponding reactions. So fate is not like a big machinery that is already set to what's going to happen all the way down. And if we can just learn to know that, then problem solved. No, rather, life would be completely static then and boring, because we would know everything that's going to happen. I mean, could make that into a movie. So we don't want that, right? We rather want to live in the now and experience the now fully. Learn from it. Be with it, but be with, not with something, but with each other here. Because the cosmos is about us who live. And then I think that's maybe what Vyasadeva here in this video, if that's the original Mahabharat verses there or not, I don't, but it's nice. What he means, that you have to open the eyes of your soul. Don't close the eyes of your soul. It could mean that when we look too much out here through these material, physical eyes, try to figure that world out, we may close our inner eyes, but to open them means to just experience the now, the actual reality, which it is, fully, deeper. And that's what life is about. That's what existence is about.